welcome to the Meadow Podcast. We're here today with a very dear friend of Bob Arnold. His name is Jim Gorman. And Jim Gorman, we want to welcome you here today.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. We're
my
so glad.
My dear friend of yours, too.
The what?
I'm a dear friend of yours, too.
Oh, yes, you are, Jim. That is very true.
Yeah.
I just want to start with a few things like 1977 was a very interesting year. It was the year you met a certain Arnold fella.
Yes, I went to a Youth for Christ banquet, and he was sitting there, but I knew his brother who was coaching basketball in high school, Danny Shook, and that's how I met Bob through him.
And so did Danny pass you on to Bob, or did you just kind of ran into each other?
I think we kind of ran into each other, but Danny introduced me to Bob. That's how it all started right then.
Okay, and then the rest is history, I guess.
Yes.
It goes all the way through Metro Maryland Youth for Christ, which you then became quite involved in.
Yes, I sure did. And even before that or during that, we went to a lot of baseball games and saw the Orioles play a lot together.
I didn't even know Bob was a big fan of baseball.
Oh, yeah. Bob's a big fan of everything.
Sports related, I definitely know that.
Yes.
That's for sure. So you served for over 20 years as the president of the board of Metro Maryland Youth for Christ. So you worked hand in hand with Bob quite frequently.
Yeah, I worked with Bob. I was a best friend, obviously, but worked with him as well. And actually lived with he and the family for a while.
I heard that. And a marriage came about because of all this interaction with the Arnolds.
Yep.
So you married your beautiful wife, Beverly.
I lived with him for about 6 months, and they kicked me out, and then Bev moved in.
And you're like, hey, this chick is kind of cute. She took over my room.
Yeah, she stole my room. I liked her anyway. But that's when we started dating, and so that was in 1982.
Wow.
And we got married. Yeah, the following year.
And you've had four beautiful children together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they're all much older now. They're not children anymore, I guess. They wouldn't want to be called children anymore.
Yeah, they range from 32 all the way down to 21, so.
That's wonderful.
But my first daughter, my first child was a daughter, and she is on the staff of Youth for Christ, so. It's come full circle that way.
It really has. It really has. And she's also brought a beautiful grandchild into your life.
She has.
And number two, though, right? You have
number two.
Yes. How exciting is that?
Camden and Samuel.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And they're beautiful, beautiful children.
They are.
So now I'd like to turn the conversation a little bit. We know a little bit more about you, Jim. And you wanted to share some of your stories and things that are going on with you in your life. Can you tell us a little bit how you became involved with this new ministry of Bob's, the Meadow?
Well, I started out a couple of years ago meeting with members of the Meadow that were putting ideas together. And so I've attended a few classes here at the at church and been sort of on the outside listening very carefully to what's going on.
Well, you're very good at that, too. You analyze.
Yeah, very much so.
So you've actually been involved with Bob and Jeannie, his wife, for this whole, the inception of the whole Meadow. So you've seen it come to where it is today.
Yeah, it started out God really giving them the land and the homes up in Western Maryland. Years ago, and then a Meadow came about, and then my wife could get involved as well.
Yes, and she is actually the Meadow's Enneagram spiritual director, and she's brought a lot of vitality, and her programs have been just off the charts. Everybody has really enjoyed them, and we'll be talking about that later in a future podcast. But can you're sitting firsthand with the Enneagrams. Can you give me a little bit of insight on how that has affected your life?
Well, it's affected me greatly. I've learned a lot about it, but I think the key thing for everybody and for me particularly is how the ego really is forming our personality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily who we are in God. That's who we are to ourselves. And that's really not what we... What we're projecting to people is not who we really are. And that's the difference between true self and false self. And I think that's a key thing that all of us are sort of on the path to learn, you know, how God's created us and who we really are.
And it's a journey. I think it's not something that actually happens overnight. And
that's true.
Yeah, and you have a journey. And so, Jim, you're on a personal, pretty harsh journey right now yourself. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have a movement disorder called MSA, which stands for multiple system atrophy. And that's of the cerebellum. And the cerebellar area is a part of the brain. And that's the part of the brain that's controlling balance and speech and fine motor movement. And that's the part that's I have cells in there that are dying basically, so it's a neurodegenerative disease.
And, I mean, you were a very active person, basketball player, and so this has totally changed your life.
Yeah, it really has. I've been through a couple of jobs, and, you know, but on the good side, a lot is going on really well with my family, and having a couple of grandkids really helps a lot.
Yep. And can you tell us a little bit about the meadow and how that's been pretty crucial in this journey?
Well, the meadow really has been, because to me it really is a place that really represents peace for me, and that's been really important. But the meadow really is a place that can exist in everybody's heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Bob, in our last podcast, had talked a lot about community. Do you also feel that that's a big, strong component?
It is. I've had a lot of people come around me, and you know, I'm learning more and more, just like everybody else, is that we all need each other, and the strength that the other people have that I've known so well has really meant a lot to me and really helped me out a lot.
Yeah. So we both know the meadow. The meadow is, it's just two words. And maybe as a metaphor, we see grass and things blowing in the wind. And it's a beautiful, peaceful place, like you said. But the meadow, to Bob and Jeannie, is a ministry. And so can you tell me how the ministry has affected you on this this time of your life?
I think, first of all, just the whole idea of the metaphor for a meadow is ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't go that way myself, but the meadow is a very real place for me because a lot of people involved with it have really come beside me. Bob and Jeannie have. And so there's a lot of other people that are involved with the meadow that have really understood what we're going through. And it's more than just sort of I'm going through. It's like my whole family. The kids and Bev as well, and the meadow has been very important to me from that standpoint because a lot of people involved with it have really understood and come beside us and are with us. They prayed for us and doing a lot of things.
Well, Bob's spoken a lot about, you know, there are people out there that have been in Christianity their whole lives, Jim, and then these trials and tribulations come along, and they don't even realize how deeply they're loved by God. And so do you think the meadow is, you know, giving you a fuller picture of that richness, the bigger God that Bob so often speaks about?
Well, Bob, it's funny, like at the funeral when Marcy passed away, his daughter, I still remember people are coming up to him and basically saying, you know, aren't you angry at God? Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, are you kidding me? Like, God's been so good to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no way I'd be angry. And
but you have tears, Jim. And so I know it's not anger. Is it a sadness you feel, or?
Yeah, it's like a sadness and joy as well. Like I know that that meant a lot to me, but he was going to, and I don't really have any anger towards this. I mean, God's been unbelievably good to me, my family. I mean, I realize the whole thing is crazy, but
it's a deck of cards we weren't all expecting to be dealt, I'm sure.
Yeah. There's so many other people going through stuff that's even worse than this, so it's really, it's like God tells us very clearly that, you know, sun shines and rains on people regardless of
seasons
past. And so, I mean, I look at it like our family's going through a very tough time, but it's just a season.
Right, right. Well, Jim, is there something, anything that you'd like to share that I haven't really touched on? Because we'd love to hear anything you have to say.
I think the key thing for all of us is really that the journey of the path that we're on, that we're learning so much through the meadow and the Enneagram, is teaching us that who we think we need to be and who we are is different than the person that God made us to be, and that's what we have to really fight and learn.
It's not something that we do overnight, and it's definitely, I think the best word is journey. It's a journey.
It is, and it takes a long time, and so I'm very appreciative of the prayers of this group, you know, I think only this group and community understands the pain of my family and Beb and all as well.
And there is something, we should never be alone. We should never be alone. And we're not alone because God's always with us, but that community that we have, especially here in the meadow, is a very special thing.
That's a really good point. And, you know, regardless of how we feel about anything, we know very clearly that that God is always with us and in control. And but there's no promise of a rosy day or whatever it is, you know. But we just promise to do and it's been true is that His presence is there.
Yes. Yeah. And Jim, we'd like to pray right now. And I hope that everyone listening here can join us in prayer.
That's great.
Heavenly Father, we just we lift up these trials, these tribulations that we all will go through, but especially the Gormans right now. You know all of our hearts, and you will never leave us. And we know you're always with us. But Father, we just ask for an extra sign, an extra knowing. It's in our core that we know you're there. Don't let us ever step away from any of that. Father, we especially lift up the Gormans right now. This is a season that none of us look forward to. But these challenges come, and we know that you are there. So, Father, just we pray all this in your precious Son's name. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think the last thing I wanted to say is that there's a lot of people that I talked to about the medal, and I really want to encourage people, regardless of what they're going through, to get involved with the medal, to join it. It's sure coming, if they're really willing to expose themselves, and they want to go deeper with God, they'll really find out the tremendous love of God that really does surpass all knowledge. And that's what they'll find, the mantle. They'll find people that have discovered that in their life, and everyone's on the journey, but they're on journey as well. It'll be good for more and more people to join.
And each journey right is now. Unique. It is unique. So we have a lot to share together.
It's true. You'll find that there's people that you'll team up with that can relate to your life, and you'll be shocked to hear what they're going through as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Jim, it's been my pleasure. I'm so glad that we got this chance to chat.
It's my pleasure, actually.
Oh, well, thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. We would just like to encourage everyone to, if you'd like to find out more about the Meadow and the Spiritual Development Forum, you can get information on our website at www.meadow4, that's M-E-A-D-O-W, the number 4.org. We have contacts where you can reach us, applications to join, and a lot more information and details about what's going on at the Meadow. So we just thank you today, and have a good week.
Heaven's arms, sweet loving arms.